This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell. Time for our Baseball Insider podcast, our weekly update with Baseball Insider Andy Carboni. Andy, welcome.
Good morning, Bill. Happy to be back once again. The final weeks of the regular season of Major League Baseball. It's right in front of us.
There it is. Okay, Andy. Well, the Sox wrapped up a series in Florida last night. Let's begin right there.
Yeah, it was an ugly scene last night at Tropicana Field. Red Sox batters struck out 17 times, losing to the Tampa Bay Rays 3-1. Rays starter Tyler Glass now struck out 14 Red Sox batters in just six innings of work. Overall, in the three-game series against the Rays, the Red Sox struck out 47 times. The Sox return to Fenway tomorrow night, opening up a seven-game homestand against the Orioles and Yankees. Red Sox now at 72-68 on the season, fourth place in the AL East, 16.5 games behind the Orioles. Sox also five games behind the Blue Jays for that final AL wildcard spot.
All right, well, let's begin our recap as to what's happened since the last time we talked, which was exactly 1 week ago.
That it was, and the Sox were off last Thursday as they're off today, so they played last Friday in Kansas City, and they got destroyed by the Royals 13-2. Sox starter James Paxton gave up six runs in just an inning and a third of work, while reliever Brandon Walter gave up seven runs in four innings. Things got a little better for the Sox on Saturday, beating the Royals 9-5. The Red Sox snapped the five-game losing streak. Tristan Casas, a two-run homer. On Sunday, the Red Sox beat the Royals 7-3 as Masataka Yoshida hit a three-run home run. Chris Sale, five scoreless innings for the win. And on Monday, the Sox headed to St. Petersburg to play the Rays. They beat the Rays 7-3. That ended a 13-game losing streak for the Red Sox at Tropicana Field. Tristan Casas went deep again with a three-run homer. Brian Bayo, his 11th win of the season. And things started to get ugly in St. Petersburg on Tuesday night. The Sox lost the Rays 8-6 in 11 innings as Kenley Jansen gave up a three-run walk-off home run in the bottom of the 11th inning.
All right, let's move quickly along to share with us and our listeners what's on NESN Plus today. I'm sure it's a victory, right?
It certainly is. You can count on that. So with no Red Sox game being played today, you can get your fix at 1 o'clock this afternoon. It's a game for September 7th of 2004. Johnny Damon, Kevin Millar, and Gabe Kapler hit home runs, leading the Red Sox to a 7-1 win over the A's in Oakland.
A W. There you go. All right.
Somewhere.
Exactly. All right. Time for our update from around Major League Baseball. What do you have for us for news notes from away from the Red Sox?
Well, we'll start last Thursday where Braves outfielder Ronald Acuna Jr. became the first player in Major League Baseball history to have 30 home runs and 60 stolen bases in the season. On Sunday, Pete Alonso of the Mets joined some elite company. The first baseman joined Ryan Howard, Ralph Kiner, Eddie Matthews, and Albert Pujols as the only players in history to record at least three 40 home run seasons in their first five seasons of the career. On Monday, Mariners outfielder Julio Rodriguez became the first player in MLB history to have at least 25 home runs and 25 stolen bases in each of his first two seasons. Also on Monday, Guardians pitcher Lucas Giolito became the first player in history to give up eight runs in a game for three different teams in the same season. On Tuesday, Astros second baseman Jose Altuve hit a home run in each of his first three at-bats of the game as well, obviously, against the Rangers. Altuve, the fourth player in history to do that. And also on Tuesday, Yankees outfielder Giancarlo Stanton hit his 400th career home run.
You could tell by those stats, Andy, all these different stories you gave us, you could not do this story at the beginning of the year. It has to be right at the very end with all those numbers that you just threw at us.
Absolutely.
Right there.
Yeah. Things accumulating as the season's going on and records being broken.
Yeah, I'm just amazed that some of those records are, you know, those are first-time records. Yeah, weird. It's a record-setting season, huh?
That it is, and it just shows you the talent that's in the game today.
All right, any other notes, Andy, for us?
Well, Angels pitcher-designated hitter Shohei Ohtani is going to be needing some type of procedure on his right elbow. Ohtani is still exploring treatment possibilities for a tear of the ulnar collateral ligament in his elbow. One of those procedures could be Tommy John surgery. Ohtani won't pitch again this season, but he's continued to hit after the injury, batting .304 with 44 home runs, 95 RBIs, but then on Monday, he did suffer an oblique injury, so he may be on the bench for a little while before the end of the season. I think the Angels are probably better off just shutting him down for the rest of the season and get him that surgery so he can get back quicker next year. Yankees are shutting down first baseman Anthony Rizzo for the rest of the season. He's still dealing with post-concussion syndrome. The White Sox have a new general manager. Chris Getz has been promoted from being the team's director of player development. The 40-year-old played second base for the White Sox in 2008-2009. He played in MLB through 2014. And Dodgers pitcher Julio Urias is on administrative leave for felony domestic abuse violations. Major League Baseball made the announcement yesterday that 27-year-old Urias was arrested on Sunday. He faced similar allegations back in 2019. That case ended with deferred prosecution and domestic violence counseling.
All right, you mentioned a new general manager with the White Sox. Do you think the Red Sox will be getting a new general manager?
Well, personally, I'd like to see it, but I don't think it's really going to happen. I mean, should the Red Sox really shake things up this offseason? I think so, and it obviously has to start at the top. Obviously, Chaim Bloom is the player, is the guy who gets the players for the organization, and you know, team has really been sputtering the last couple of years. So maybe it's time for a new direction at the top, but we'll have to see what Red Sox ownership feels by the end of the year.
No, absolutely, yeah. Andy, anything else you want to share with us at all? Anything to look forward to this weekend? This series with the Orioles, and then later the Yankees.
Well, it will be interesting, of course, to see the Orioles and Yankees. Orioles in first place, obviously, in the division. They're playing some great baseball. The Red Sox pick up a couple wins there. And then the Yankees have been playing better ball recently as well, so it won't be an easy seven-game homestand for sure. It's always fun playing the AL East rivals, so we'll have to see how it all plays out. And the Red Sox just hanging on to that potential battle for that last wild card spot, just being five games back, but it'll be a tough call to get up to that spot, but we'll see what happens.
No, absolutely. All right, Andy, great talking with you, and we will talk again soon.
Looking forward to it.
There he is, baseball insider Andy Carboni, and I'm Bill Newell on MSO, newsports.com.